am 4CGM, NN4II.
Over here, KM4CGM.
Yeah, no doubt. How far out are you now?
Turn there. I'm not quite sure. It said I'm just a few minutes away from her place. So, I'm not quite sure where exactly I am.
Okay. Well, I think we established the far edge of the range there, in that direction at least.
We sure found the very end of it, that's for sure.
I wouldn't call it usable that far out. It's probably the 290 turnoff is about the usable range.
Like a 1,000-watt transmitter or so there at the house. Yeah, just extend the range a little bit.
Yeah. Actually, I think a different or better antenna would probably make a big difference there, probably more than wattage would.
I'm not going to talk bad about those antennas that we got. They do an excellent job, but it wouldn't matter if you put up a 1,000-watt transmitter, because I'd hear you, but you wouldn't hear me.
Yeah, that's right. The antenna would do both. I thought about trying a different one, but you know, that takes some effort.
A lot of effort, and I'm still not all that comfortable taking that tower up and down. I know we've done it a handful of times, but that, since we're exceeding its like ratings and all, that mid part of the lift that makes it makes me real anxious.
I know. I think about it once in a while when I want to make some adjustment or change or something, and I know it's a hour and a half effort to do anything like that.
Long just to get the rigging together for it. Now, I was actually thinking about that the other night. I was sitting out by the truck looking up at the tower, and I was like, man, I wonder how long that, elbow bracket's going to hold up there. That holds the dipole up, and I was like, thinking back to the days of, putting that up, taking it down, putting it up, taking it down, and, all the scrambling we had to do to, manage to get by just two people doing it.
I know. Well, I used stainless and aluminum up there, so that bracket ought to be good for a while, I would think.
Good for a while, at least. I hope that you went with quality stuff for the effort it takes to redo something like that. Now I'm glad we got past that part of having to take it down and what it seemed like once a week. When we first got it up, we were changing stuff constant on it.
Yeah, well, anything custom like that takes a couple of tries usually to get it just so.
If you say custom, I would probably use a different adjective to describe that.
Yeah. Try go up one channel to 2.4 and just see what it does. If it doesn't work for some reason, come back here.
Let's fly up channel 24 here, KM4CGM.
NN4II.